Just like last time.
Just like last time.
Feels like the last time. Feels like the very last time that we did it. Not that we're going to stop doing it.
It was an odd harmony.
It's an odd way to start a show.
An odd two-part harmony.
Cold open?
That would be a good name for a band, the Odd Harmonies. We hope you will enjoy the show. How are you, Joe? How's your whole night going?
My whole night's going great.
How was your
Thanks,
day?
Thanks, Dan. As productive as it could have been.
Nice.
My day yesterday was more productive, so I feel like I didn't have to be as productive today.
What did you do? I've been trying to be productive too. What did you do yesterday?
My big source of accomplishment was getting a car wash and then using the vacuum and just cleaning the car out.
Nice.
Just getting all the nooks and crannies, I just gave it the beans. Gave it the beans with the sucker. And only got 10 cents. I thought I would find more change. But I found two pairs of sunglasses I've been missing and two CDs that I wasn't really missing. You know, sometimes when you know.
You're like, oh, that's why I lost that.
Yeah, it's so messed up in vehicles. You have the spot between the chairs and the...
And the cup holder.
The cup holder and the shifter and all that. Yeah. No man's land. No one's land.
What's the solution to that? I feel like you can't just have the seat connected to the cup holders. Or could you? Is there a way that you could have the cup holder and middle compartment divided down the middle so that the driver's seat and passenger seat can still move? And then there's just two smaller compartments. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the easiest one is, there's two. If you want to have that option for like one seat to be closer to the, you know, the dashboard and one further away, you stuff it. You stuff it with like a pillow or something so nothing falls in. Or just go back to, you know, like the bench seat. Like it works in the back seat. Back seats are fine. Just make the whole back seat like the front seat.
What if the seats themselves are just inflatable, kind of like the airbags themselves? And if you drop your lighter into the crack in the seat just expands so that it can't. Even if it slips in a little bit, by the time, you know, it's expanded, it's only like halfway down. So you can reach it easily.
It always is the lighter, too.
Yeah, it's always.
It's the lighter. It's your phone. It's that one Dorito. I got that Dorito.
And it's always the Dorito that has the most seasoning.
Most seasoning.
Did you know that Doritos used to have an anonymous flavor? It came in a black bag.
The mystery flavor?
It was a mystery flavor.
Mystery is anonymous, I guess, yeah.
It turned out to be cheeseburger.
Oh, that I remember that a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
At Golden Ox Studios. Golden Ox Studios.
Golden Ox.
Jeremy's not even
in Ohio. He's with us in spirit.
He left us to our own devices.
He did, yeah. Quite the...
I feel trusted.
I do, too. Yeah.
I don't know if it's an earned trust. I want to take this Mozart statue.
Well, it's been over 20 episodes. I guess maybe only about 15 or so of them have been here.
Yeah.
And what are we doing? Oh, yeah, this is the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Good time podcast.
The only podcast in your ears or in front of your eyes.
That anonymizes.
And.
Catastrophizes.
And.
Procrastinates.
All the figures. On Not the Beatles. Sergeant 1967.
19 Hearts.
67 Hearts.
67 Heart Lonely Hearts Club.
I was thinking about how that's Lonely Hearts, right? And as a data point that I haven't been tracking, and I want to go back and get it, is how many of the figures. Also, great time for everyone out there listening to
get your covers out,
whip it out, anoint it with. Do that. No, you can just do that. We're here to remind you.
Whip it out. What do you think of that?
But I was wondering how many of them on the cover were married.
That's
just good. Looking at it and like of the research we've done, I feel like most of them were married.
Maybe at one point or another.
At least, yeah. Some of them make up for ones that weren't married with like three marriages, you know?
Is this something you want to know or is this something that you did want to know and that we now know?
I did not want to know. I mean, I didn't know that I cared.
When did you realize that you did?
In the shower today.
Did you find the answer?
No, I didn't look it up. Just went back in my Rolodex of, you know, in my mind of just the things we've gone over. And I feel like we've talked about a lot of their spouses throughout the show. Like Marilyn Monroe was married three times alone.
So you were thinking about Marilyn Monroe in the shower?
Not this time. Well, I guess. Like you haven't done that?
Three times in a row or three times total?
Talking about thinking about Marilyn Monroe in the shower or how many times she was married. She was married three times.
Okay.
And I guess in a row, yeah. How else do you marry three people? Like, wasn't all at once.
Yeah, how do you get married not in a sequential order, but not all at the same time either?
Different passports and birth certificates.
Hmm.
Or you're in Montana.
Her second husband was Joe DiMaggio.
Joey D.
And then her third husband was a billionaire industrialist tycoon?
No, Oscar Wilde.
Really?
Yeah. And the first one was like her neighbor or like her cousin or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can go back and listen to that episode.
Because I think Edgar Allan Poe
retained it all, you know?
Married a cousin.
That's what he did. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it because today's episode... we've already kind of done it, so I was thinking about what else we could talk about, and I didn't think it would be about my shower this morning, but we're here to talk about Anonymous again. It's another hairdresser's dummy, again with a hat on, which is silly. So
maybe they just didn't
top left to orient you. We got Ukestar, and then below that we got the cop guy, all the way in the
Serpico.
Left. Serpico, yeah. And I don't. In this copy, I have this person's erased. But then you got Stuart Sutcliffe, and then just to the right there, there's a big old looks like a military helmet. It's another hairdresser's dummy.
Wearing a hat. So do you think like maybe they just ran out of people that wanted to be in the picture and they were like, well, we could put these mannequins up here, but we don't want anyone to know they're mannequins. So we should cover their faces.
Cause it covers their eyes, and that's what would really give away a mannequin. The dead in the eyes of a mannequin.
Usually they don't even have eyes. They just sculpt the head to have the shape of some eyes.
True. Like the Roman statues.
Yeah.
Just eyes. Have you ever seen the colorized versions where they like...
paint the statue?
They paint them back over. Like they don't paint them, like they paint them in like, you know, in digital land.
Yeah. I've never seen that. It probably looks terrible.
Looks ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. Like dinosaurs with feathers on them. But I guess that's the truth.
I've never been a big fan of colorizing movies.
No.
It doesn't look
real.
And then you just like know the whole time that they didn't have that technology. So you're like, this isn't what this looked like.
This wasn't the vision.
Everyone didn't have like yellow skin.
Yeah, that is the color that they use when they recolorize, for sure.
Shirley Temple did not have copper-colored skin. It always looks so weird. It looks like everyone's got a really weird suntan when they try to do flesh tone.
Or jaundice.
Do they even call it? All right, so here's an interesting thought. There weren't a lot of popular black actors during the times where film were shot all in black and white. Sometimes there were actors who were people of color, but generally speaking, it was all white people. So has anyone colorized a movie that had black people in it? And how would that look? That would be really strange, because the exposure would already be on the film, and it's already a darker tone, but it would still be black and white. So you have to add color on top of that color. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's easy to color in a white person because we have nothing.
Well, even that, as easy as that might have been, like, it's they still fail.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention it, because as you know, and listeners of the show might know, I collect VHS tapes. And I was just looking at one. I've got Casablanca on VHS. And on the top, it proudly says in original, glorious black and white. Which tells me, because I have like a colorized version of It's a Wonderful Life, and they probably have a colorized version of Casablanca. But Sam, forget who plays Sam, but the piano player in the lounge there, I wonder how they colorized him.
Did you mention it?
No, I have that fabulous original black and white. But the fact that they say that tells me that they tried to do one.
We could probably find some old Little Rascals cartoons.
Yeah.
Or not cartoons. They were basically cartoons, but some old...
Yeah, cartoons.
Video quality's so bad, it just looks like a Mickey Mouse cartoon. But, yeah, I'm sure you could find some colorized Little Rascals or Our Gang cartoons.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I think I got a copy of... what's that weed movie? Reefer Madness.
Yeah.
I've got that colorized with a special commentary track on it from the Mike Nelson, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mike Nelson of Mystery Science Theater fame.
Okay.
Although it's just him, which seems kind of tired when it's just one guy riffing over the movie the whole time.
I feel like you only need two.
Yeah.
Three is optimal.
Three is choice. Two is a lot better than one.
I would like to see a colorized version of The Wizard of Oz, but like where the whole movie's in color, including the beginning and end.
Or they flip it. only the black and white's colorized, and they just and mute.
Like, follow the yellow brick road, and she's like, which fucking road?
Follow the grayscale road.
No, because Dorothy's the only one that can't see color in that world. The rest of them, that's just, they're used to it. She gets out of there. She's like, oh, thank God the storm is, what the, Jesus.
Well, people do see colors differently. Yeah.
Whoa. See, what if it wasn't that she was dreaming? What if she was Toto in the beginning and end of the movie?
Oh, because dogs don't see color.
Dogs don't see color. So Dorothy is Toto at the beginning of the movie and at the end of the movie. Because when you think about it, he's the one that experienced the most trauma. That old lady just grabs him and puts him in her basket and
starts
riding away. He's a dog. He doesn't know what that means.
Miss Gulch.
And then this storm happens. He starts dreaming. And in his dream.
Little doggy dreams.
In his dream, he can see in color. And then at the end, he wakes up. And Dorothy is all sick and shit, laying in bed. And everyone's doting on her for some reason.
Dorothy, Dorothy, Dorothy. It's never Toto, Toto, Toto. It's always Toto 2, Toto 2. So last time we talked about Anonymous, we were joined with our friend, fellow funny man, Adam, who could not be with us today. I don't think we even asked him either.
I asked him.
Okay.
He has his kids.
Got it.
Great kids.
I would hope so. I would assume so too.
Oh, yeah.
And I was listening back to the episode just to make sure we didn't repeat ourselves on this one. I want to make sure we replaced the last anonymous with, and that was Waldo. That's what we landed on. Because there's
so many Waldos in that last page. Is that why?
Whoops, all Waldos. All the ones that were brought up were the Cat in the Hat, and who was in Mannequin? Who played the Mannequin?
Was it Kim Cattrall?
Kim Cattrall, yeah. Yeah, I think those were the other two runner-ups.
Kim Cattrall plays a mannequin in everything. If you...
It's always Mannequin, you know, not Woe Mannequin. Oh.
Those are some fat crickets.
Yeah, we have some buttons in the studio here. Let's shout it out again too.
Golden Ox Studios.
Golden Ox Studios looking fresh today. They move some things around.
Oh yeah, there's cameras pointing at everything.
This camera's in the floor.
It's looking more and more like that basement from Videodrome.
The cameras are bigger too.
Yeah.
And lights are brighter. It's more colorful.
There's more soundproofing. Cameras and soundproofing.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Doors that lock from the outside.
No, not that we're using the cameras.
No, we're not using the cameras.
You don't need to see this. The eyes must be transfixed on your cover the whole time.
You need a maximum.
Just stare at it long enough.
Six photographs of us. That's all you need. And you just cycle through them while you listen to the episode.
It's like a slideshow. In this 5 minutes, you talk more, so we'll have Dan's picture. And then,
yeah, every time. It's a very smart system.
Super smart.
It recognizes the sound of our voices and then jumps back and forth between photographs. You used to have to do that yourself. In the old Newgrounds days.
Yeah. It's a lot of the stuff you had to do for yourself back in those days.
Back in the e-bombs world days.
Before the ChatGPT days.
Now it does it all for you.
ChatGPT 3.5 now.
3.5. Why did you say it like that?
I don't know. I catch myself saying shit like that too often now. Always with numbers, too. If there's an I in it, it's like 9, 3.5. The word time. Who has the time? Mm. It's kind of Valley Girlish, but it's... I don't know. I have a little speech impediment, so sometimes I just find the path of least resistance to say something, and that's how I talk.
I think you've just got such a powerful smile, such nice large teeth, that like it doesn't matter how much you articulate. It just gets in the way. That big, beautiful smile. You know?
Go on.
Just gets in the way. Sometimes you can't get the sounds out because you think your mouth is open, but your teeth are
getting in the way.
Touching. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mustache don't help.
It's like Jim Carrey in The Mask. When he's got those giant teeth.
Ah, yes.
That's what Joe looks like. Makes it difficult for him to talk sometimes.
Speaking of Jim Carrey and The Mask, I feel like a mask is something you wear to be anonymous. Just trying to keep it on track here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly that was Jim Carrey in The Mask.
Well, do we know who was underneath all that makeup in the movie Mask? The one that's just called Mask about Rocky Dennis.
I don't know this movie.
You don't know about the movie Mask with Cher and Eric Stoltz?
No. I know Cher. I don't know who Eric Stoltz is either.
I ruined the surprise. It was Eric Stoltz under the makeup. There was a guy back in the 70s named Rocky Dennis who had like the elephantitis disease.
Okay.
And his whole face just was calcium deposits that got bigger and bigger.
Oh.
And his mom used to tell him that he should, whenever he got picked on, he should say that he's an alien from like the planet Zarkon or something. And they would joke around that he was an alien. And then they made a movie about that. And Cher played the mom. And Eric Stoltz played Rocky Dennis in a ton of makeup. Kind of looked like Harry and the Hendersons, but without the hair.
Yeah, okay.
Cool movie.
Wait, I'll just lean into it. Lean into...
Yeah, let's just talk about masks. There's Majora's Mask.
Sure there is. Don't know that one either.
You don't know about Majora's Mask? It's a Zelda. It's a mask from one of the Zelda games.
Okay.
And it's the name of the game, too. Majora's Mask.
Okay.
What else? There's Mask of the Phantasm. That was a Batman movie where Mark Hamill was the Joker. It was an animated Batman movie. Mask of the Phantasm. One. Mm-hmm. There's the Mask of Zorro.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the mask itself from Zorro. There's the movie, The Mask of Zorro.
Yeah.
And then there's also the mask from Zorro itself.
Zorro wore a mask. The Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger mask. That was a cool mask.
There's a 3D movie called Mask, or I think The Mask also.
Really?
Mystery Science Theater.
In
their newest season. Yeah, there's their 3D episode.
There's M.A.S.K. Which is a cartoon from the 80s about these cool dudes that were kind of like G.I. Joe guys, but they wore masks, and it gave them special abilities. That was cool. They all kind of looked like stormtroopers.
Stormtroopers are pretty anonymous.
Stormtrooper masks. Stormtroopers are all anonymous. Yeah. Nobody knows. In fact, don't they have... Is it like the same guy's voice?
Might be. I heard in The Last Jedi... Right, that was the first installment of the newest trilogy. There were some celebrities that were the stormtroopers in that.
Okay. Like,
I think Channing Tatum maybe was one of them.
Oh, or
the guy that plays Bond currently.
Yeah, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah.
Just like
one of them or both of them.
Cameos.
Yeah. Oh, it's another drill. This must be a drill. It's always a drill.
Yeah.
Mask of the Red Death.
What's that?
It's Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh. There's a movie about that.
Short story, and I'm sure they made a couple
really
of movies.
Crazy movie about that.
Yeah.
I saw it when I was younger. It's horrifying. The Mask of the Red Death, as a character... He's, like, stalking these bitches. Oh, dude. And then he ends up throwing one of them into a sewing machine. And he's, like, or it's, like, a loom. He's got, like, a loom.
Oh. Right?
And he throws her into it, and he's, like, I'm gonna make you into my masterpiece. And then he, like, turns the loom on, and it starts just, like, sewing into her. And she's all shaking and twitching because the needles are going in and out of her. That was from the 80s, but yeah, that was an adaptation of, I kept trying to think of what that movie was called. For some reason, I thought it was called The Maniac. I always forget. Thanks for reminding me.
Hey, you're welcome.
You wore a really cool mask.
It'd have to be. That's the title of the movie.
Yeah. Mask of the Red Death. What about,
Balaclavas or masks?
Those are masks.
which makes me think of Project Mayhem from Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
Back to Meatloaf.
Those people were all anonymous. That was the whole point of their mission, was that they were anonymous. Yeah.
And you have no name.
Right.
Only in death.
He made
them name is Meatloaf.
Anonymous. Yeah, Meatloaf.
Robert Paulson.
You think Rob Paulson, the voiceover actor, likes the movie Fight Club or hates it because of the My Name is Robert Paulson?
I didn't know there was a Rob Paulson voice actor.
Yeah, he's a fixture in voiceover world since probably the 80s. He's Yakko from the Animaniacs.
Okay.
He's Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, okay.
He was Mighty Max. He's got hundreds of credits.
That's a pretty good report card already.
There's like way more. Oh, he was in two of the... He was Donatello in one Ninja Turtles show, and he was Raphael in the OG Ninja Turtles show.
Who else can say that? They've done more than one voice.
Yeah, he was two turtles. He loves talking about that.
They wear masks, too.
The turtles wear masks.
Yeah. A lot of superheroes wear masks. A lot of them.
And they were kind of anonymous, like, when you look at them, until they started making them each have a different color, because they used to all wear red masks.
No way.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how boring.
Comics were black and white, but when you would see color drawings of them, they would all have red masks.
Back to the black and white.
And then I think when they were trying to make it more kid-friendly, they were like, these kids got to know who's who.
Kids love colors.
Yeah.
Got to make it bright and colorful. That's why the Beatles made this album cover so colorful, so the kids could enjoy it.
We talked about Guy Fawkes last time, right?
Or we must we have a little bit.
The mask, because I don't recall any of that.
That was last year. That was some time ago.
Yeah.
So the listeners probably don't remember either.
What did we learn about Guy Fawkes? Was he an actual revolutionary, or was he just a terrorist that we romanticize now?
It's probably the latter.
Yeah. I mean, he was like a French revolutionary, though, right?
I don't know.
This during the King Louis times? Because everyone wanted Louis dead.
Off with his head. I remember in math class in high school, we were learning about trapezoids. And the teacher thought they were funny and making a joke that it's a trapezoid is a triangle that went through the French Revolution.
Yeah.
And it's pretty funny.
What's the meaning of the joke?
Well, because they chopped everyone's head off.
Oh, okay.
So chop the head off a triangle, you get a trapezoid. I had just learned about the French Revolution and learned about not too dissimilar from kind of the current climate, I guess, that there was like the 1%, and like then there was everyone else. Yeah. So I thought it was funny because the tip of the triangle would have been so small because there's only like one, two people.
Yeah.
So it was funny for me in two ways.
It's like they're circumcising the triangle.
Yeah. Just taking a lot off the top.
Triangle. Is that
off with its head? It's
just the tip.
Just to see how it
feels. A trapezoid, you take a triangle, cut the tip off. Just the tip.
It's a good little beat there.
It's nice.
That was. So Guy Fawkes, Jim Carrey, Donatello.
How about Jim Carrey as V for Vendetta? Do a remake of V for Vendetta starring Jim Carrey. I don't want him to wear a mask. I want them to do it like the movie The Mask.
Just make his face look like.
His face look all contorted like that. But with the mustache.
You wouldn't have to work too hard, I don't think.
Yeah. Imagine how funny it would be watching him prance around like a little Frenchman, but like shooting people with double-wielding pistols, John Woo style.
His Guy Fawkes, the mask there.
Alrighty then, shooting people in the face, saying alrighty then, calling them losers.
Back to talking about colorization of stuff. That's a very white face for Guy Fawkes. Like, it's pure white.
But it was a mask, right?
Yeah. But it wasn't, like, flesh white, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, bone white, you know?
But, like, maybe it's kind of like a death mask. Maybe it's supposed to be, like, an artistic interpretation. Mm-hmm. I don't think he was trying to go around. I don't think V was trying to go around making people think that he was actually Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
Maybe they should do a Mission Impossible with crossover with V for Vendetta and have them craft him a super realistic Guy Fawkes mask.
I would watch Tom Cruise and Jim Carrey in the same movie.
They're like, Ethan, we've got a new mission for you. We need you to disguise yourself as that dude from V for Vendetta.
Oh, so he's the guy. Okay.
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise. And they give him a realistic Guy Fawkes mask that makes him look like Guy Fawkes.
I'll take care of the middle tooth.
The middle tooth. That's all AI. That's how you can tell.
Elaborate.
Well, AI can't, like, small elements AI has a very hard time with. I feel like if you ask the AI to make a hand.
Oh, okay.
It can make a hand.
Yeah, but
if you say make a person, when it gets down to the hand is always going to look weird.
Mm-hmm. And the teeth, yeah.
And the teeth. Yeah.
But no, Tom Cruise does have a middle tooth, though.
Yeah.
You're aware of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that that's just AI. It's not hard to find all that footage and edit it. Do you have Top Gun on a reel-to-reel?
VHS.
You have it on VHS?
Uh-huh. Days of Thunder also. And Mission Impossible 1, 2, and I think 3.
On VHS.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that 320
and Risky Business
is good enough that you could tell where the spaces in between his teeth are.
I'm saying it.
On that TV, do you have a like an old bubble tube TV?
No, not anymore.
Oh, you have
no.
an HD TV?
Yeah.
So that's real?
Yeah. It's more of a jaw thing. It's not like he has a middle tooth, just like one of his front teeth.
All of his teeth are shifted over.
Yeah.
So one of his back teeth is probably like pushed forward. They all just moved. Like they're doing the wave.
Like they're doing the wave, yeah. Yeah, that'll happen. So who are some other anonymous figures we could speak of?
Did we talk about that guy that dug the hole in the ground to figure out how far the circumference of the earth was based on how the shadows hit the hole in the ground?
We definitely didn't.
We didn't talk about that.
No.
Some guy did that in Egypt, probably. So he's probably anonymous.
Yeah. How about the Tiananmen Square guy?
Who's that?
The guy with the groceries and the briefcase. I don't think we ever learned their name.
I just learned about that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, he was just like in the footage, just kind of taken off.
So it was just a guy standing in the middle of the road with several tanks lined up.
Yeah, he keeps
directly in front of the one tank.
It's like playing chicken with the tank because it's moving.
Yeah,
because it moves. It tries to like go around him, but he, you know, a person can maneuver a little bit better than a tank.
You going this way? Oh, sorry.
He's a little more agile.
It's like when you bump into someone at the grocery store, you both try to maneuver around each other. She's doing with a tank. Oh, I'm just gonna. Oh no, my oh my fault. Sorry. No. Oops.
Oop. Oop. Especially here in the Midwest. Oop. Oop. Gonna squeeze right by ya.
And he's holding a briefcase in one hand and a bag of groceries.
Looks like it looks like a plastic bag.
So all of the items in that bag are also anonymous.
Yeah.
And whatever documents he has in that briefcase, all anonymous.
Papers, business papers.
Find out who's driving that tank?
That's probably easier to find out. A lot of people probably say it's them.
D.B. Cooper?
D.B. Cooper.
He was on an airplane, and he stole a bunch of money and then jumped out of the airplane.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah, no one ever found him.
Is that his name, though, D.B. Cooper?
That's what they called him.
That was just a placeholder.
I think so.
Just kind of like the mannequin is a placeholder on the cover here.
You think D.B. Cooper was a mannequin?
No, I'm thinking maybe they wanted B.D. Cooper. Well, no, that would have been later. When was the B.D. Cooper's situation? Was that?
70s?
Okay, so that was after the album. So
they made a movie
trying to get him.
Called like The Adventures of D.B. Cooper or something like that. And it was just like a complete speculative fiction work about like, what if this guy was D.B. Cooper? And they just like show, like that's how the movie starts, I think, is him jumping out of the airplane. And then it shows all the adventures he goes on as the elusive D.B. Cooper.
There's a band called the Minders that have a really good song called I Know Where B.D. Cooper Lives. It's an instrumental. It's real good. It's kind of surf rocky.
Nice.
The Unknown Soldier, buried in D.C. That's an anonymous grave there.
It's just one guy buried in D.C.?
Yeah, it's just one.
Why?
Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Did he do something sweet?
No, it's just symbolic, I think, to show that, like, at the time, like, we don't even know. But we know, but, like, I guess they were, like, in, like, you know, an American uniform or something. So, like, but we know that they were one of ours.
Yeah. What if it's not? What if it's a Nazi?
Who put on the American garb?
Yeah,
like
he was a spy,
like Luke and Han in A New Hope.
So devoted to the American cause. I got a good anonymous quote.
Oh, I got a couple too. I went onto off a Forbes website. Forbes quotes, a bunch of them. Do you have yours ready?
Yeah, I've just got one.
Yeah, what do you got?
No, you could do yours.
Okay, I there's a ton here. I'll just go through a few. Nature is a hanging judge.
I don't get it. Keep going.
The difference between men and boys is the price of their toys.
That sounds exploitive.
The two most common elements in the world are hydrogen and stupidity.
That's not true at all. It's hydrogen and oxygen.
It has recently been discovered that research causes cancer in rats.
Yeah. Wait. These just sound like jokes.
They honestly do. Doing nothing is the hardest work of all.
I mean, that's a good colloquialism.
Mm-hmm. People who think they know it all are especially annoying to those of us who do. Oh, I remember this one. The reason dogs have so many friends is because they wag their tails and not their tongues. If you can't run with the big dogs, stay up on the porch.
All right.
The easy way to teach children the value of money is to borrow from them.
Yeah. Is to borrow money from children?
From children?
How will that teach them the value of money?
Maybe not money, but they don't have, just to borrow anything from them.
And then you return it?
Oh, this is, I didn't realize this was a, this was too anonymous. When a man points a finger at someone else, he should remember that three of his fingers are pointing at himself. Three? I guess you're not counting your...
Your thumb's not a finger.
Also, it's not pointing at you.
Yeah.
So you're really pointing with your finger and your thumb.
Well, not also, in the shape of an L. People tuck their thumb over their middle finger when they point.
Yeah. You're not covering the
you're
thumb.
You're not doing gun hand when you point at people. You know?
No, not usually.
Just imagine a crosswalk sign.
Yeah. But that's
a good one.
That's a good one from Anonymous. Of all the things you wear, your expression is the most important. A bore is someone who, when you ask him how he is, tells you.
Okay. That sounds like toxic advice. It's just telling you to keep your feelings buried. When someone asks you how you're doing, say pretty good. How about you? No matter how you feel.
Yeah, you're doing great. I'm good. It just keeps going if you scroll. This is, like I said, on Forbes Quotes, author Anonymous. What the large print giveth, the small print taketh away.
Okay.
Never try to teach a pig to think. It doesn't work, and it annoys the pig.
Okay, pigs are actually really smart.
They just don't speak English.
Did it say to speak or to think?
To think.
Yeah.
But to teach a pig, you know. I don't know, you'd have to... I guess you can teach without using words.
Yeah. Helen Keller learned how to talk with her hips without using words.
I don't like this one. In every business, there is always someone who knows exactly what is going on, and that person should be fired.
Okay.
I don't think they got it right.
No. In most businesses, the people who don't do your job are the ones that think they know what's going on.
And farm. What a city man dreams of at 5 p.m., never at 5 a.m. Okay, one last one. No individual raindrop ever considers itself responsible for the flood.
That sounds like Nazi talk.
Sounds like some snowflake, like opposite.
That sounds like some firing squad logic.
All right, Anonymous, on the Forbes website, we see you. You have one, Dan, that you wanted to read?
Yeah, I tried to find the source of this, and I don't know that it exists, so I'm pretty sure this is also an Anonymous.
Well, that's the other great thing about Anonymous. You can just say something, anything, and attribute it to Anonymous, as long as no one else actually did say it.
Well, I mean, someone, even if you're the one that says it, if you post it randomly and say that it's anonymous, it is anonymous because nobody knows who you are. So yeah, the only way it's not anonymous is if it's possible to find out who it was, because then you have information that can take away the anonymity.
Yeah,
right.
Heck, anything on the internet, you know, like having a handle, you know, just having a screen name is a form of anonymity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it depends on how much you're giving.
True, because you do have to have a name on there. But a name online is like a mask in real life.
Yeah.
What do you got?
This is my least favorite quote out of still after hearing all of those ones. Because I think it's supposed to be empowering. But it's very stupid and long-winded. Bees don't waste their time explaining to flies that honey is better than shit. Bees don't waste their time explaining to flies that honey is better than shit. There were some longer ones
that
you were reading, but like they made sense.
This one makes you think.
You have, yeah. I hate it. Why would a fly need to be told that it was wrong? I feel like the fly for
I don't think you can tell a fly it's wrong.
You're supposed to like think that deep about these things. It's like the one with the fingers pointing. That doesn't even mean anything. Three of your own fingers are pointing back at you. If I point my finger at you, three of my own fingers are pointing back at me. Unless it's like the glass house thing, you know?
Don't throw stones.
Yeah, unless it's like that kind of thing. But just like telling someone that when they point their finger, that their own three fingers are pointing back at them, that doesn't really bother me that much. That's fine. I'll point my own fingers at myself. You know what I mean?
I'll do it all day, yeah.
I'm not a fucking fly.
I don't think flies don't even know. Like,
they like the shit.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they like honey, too. I'm pretty sure if you put a little drop of honey in front of a fly, it's going to eat it. They like sugary things, too.
And also, bees don't eat honey. They make the honey.
They eat it.
They eat it, too?
They make it. That's what they live off of.
Oh, they make it, then they eat it. Okay.
They give it to each other. They all eat it. They all eat that.
Every time a fly lands, it poops a little bit.
Yeah. I've heard that, too. And they vomit.
Mm-hmm.
They vomit.
That's how they eat. That's how they eat. Yeah. Jeff Goldblum taught me that.
But like, the fly doesn't know that the fly likes the shit, and the shit is good for the fly. The fly's healthy. So.
And the fly is good for the shit too.
The fly is good for the shit because the maggots eat that shit. Right? I'm pretty sure.
Not all of it, but like, I'm assuming whatever.
It aerates.
Nutritional stuff that's like left when it comes out of the cow, you know, or whoever's doing the pooping. Yeah,
it aerates the shit. So you have nice aerated shit.
Flies are the custodians.
Bees aren't good for the crop soil.
They want nothing to do with the shit.
Nah. If anything,
they're kind of pretentious in that way. Like, no, we'll let the flies do it.
All the dandelions are spreading. They're pollinating the weeds. The weeds destroy the soil. Fuck those bees. The flies are aerating that shit.
That's a bit harsh to say fuck those bees.
No, I like bees.
We need the bees.
I'm just angry at the people that are on, like, Team Bee. You know? They're like, yeah, I'm a bee. Girl, I'm a bee. I ain't no fly. I'm a bee. Girl, you are a bee. You're a beautiful bumblebee. Look at that yellow coat. That's a beautiful coat. Girl, don't waste your time with those shit flies.
Shit flies. Those horse flies. Well, maybe the horse flies. They have big stingers.
Let's get you some honey. This honey tastes like shit.
Try to imagine a bee trying to communicate with a fly.
Flies are fast, but bees are more like.
Flies are fast. I feel like a fly is faster than a bee.
Yeah, but bees can dance better than flies.
Bees swarm. Flies don't really swarm. They don't have that hive mind thing. So they don't have a hive. They're kind of rogue.
Yeah.
Like they're like ninjas to bees being like samurai.
Yeah.
Which, to bring that metaphor to Star Wars, because
no,
I've mentioned
clans. You mean like a Ronin. Like a.
Yeah.
A masterless samurai.
Yeah.
Because ninjas are all brothers. They're all in the same. They have like a clan, and then
I just saw Ronin the other day, by the way. It's a good movie.
The one about the gambling?
No.
I'm thinking of Snake Eyes.
No, with Cage?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Ronin. Not DeVito.
Schwarzenegger?
De Niro. I get De Niro and DeVito confused. Anyway, Ronin, yeah. Flies are more like a Ronin, where bees, like, because there's no, like, queen fly.
No.
There's the queen bee.
Be horrid.
And there's the queen ant, too, right?
Yes.
So bees and ants are closer.
Yeah, bees and ants are part of the same family. They're all in the wasp family.
How about beetles?
Flies are not. Beetles are not.
Just bringing it back to the topic of beetles, the show, beetles, the beetles.
Beetles. I think there might be more species of beetle than any other animal.
I think lightning bugs are, and fireflies are beetles, technically.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're just like skinny beetles.
Skinny, luminescent beetles.
There was a band called the Fireflies.
Any good?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure, right? It was one of those like 60s bands. The Fireflies?
Oh, Firefly, actually. Now that, yeah. No, I have seen that on album covers when I'm flipping through the stacks. Can confirm. Blue Man Group, kind of anonymous.
Are they, though? Cirque du Soleil? Would you say that all clowns are technically anonymous? It's not like they tell you their real names. It's like...
Not their real name, but...
It's like Bingo Jones.
Bingo Jones.
Yeah. That's if they even have a last name.
Yeah, it's just like Bozo. Like
boom, boom.
Jaundice the Clown.
Poopy the Clown. Ding Dong the Clown.
This is the one from Terrifier.
Art the Clown.
Art the Clown, yeah. So there's a lot of anonymous out there.
There's probably more anonymous... Than not anonymous.
And non-anonymous. 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 That's fun to say.
Non-anonymous.
I don't think that's a Scrabble word, though.
Remember Clarissa Explains It All?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you're singing.
She's rather anonymous these days. I'm sure she'll make another movie with Joey Lawrence pretty soon for the Family Channel or the Hallmark.
The Hallmark family.
Hallmark cards.
Written by...
Anonymous people.
Anonymous authors on those, yeah. Mm-hmm.
American Greetings. All greeting card writers.
Shout out to...
Are anonymous.
American Greetings here in Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland? No, it's Ohio. Is it Cleveland? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got duct tape here, too. It's a Cleveland thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That came from Cleveland?
Yeah.
I have a duck in my fridge right now.
With a tea?
No.
You got a duck in your fridge. Is it feathered?
Nah, it's dead. I cooked it in the oven. But I'm not good at cutting poultry.
Why aren't you good at cutting poultry?
I just don't know where you're supposed to cut. Like, I tried to cut one of the legs off,
mm-hmm.
and there was just a bone there. So I'm like, all right, let me go back a little further, you know? And I start cutting.
And there's still...
Bone's still there. It's the same bone. You know? I ended up cutting a huge chunk out just to get the leg.
I feel like I would try to just, like, rip it.
I mean, Duck is very fatty. It has a nice, like, skin. It's not, like, grossly thick, but it's a little thicker. I don't know, man. I don't think I can cut a chicken either. I get those, chickens are pretty anonymous, rotisserie chickens. I get those at Giant Eagle.
Yeah, they just call them anonymous chickens.
I don't know who
anonymous organic chickens
their family members are or where they're from. But, yeah, I get a rotisserie chicken. I just have to rip it apart because I don't know how to cut poultry. But the duck was really good. It came out really nice.
Happy to hear that. Did you put duck sauce on it?
Some sort of orange sauce.
Yeah, that works.
Duck itself.
I guess any kind of sauce you put on a duck makes it a duck sauce.
Yeah. No, it was just like an orange. It was like an orange sauce. But I bought some seasoning that I padded onto the duck. Pulled the giblets out.
Gotta pull those giblets out.
I think it
did you know you could do that? You can just pull those giblets out. You can just do that.
You can just do it. Just pull them right out. What do you think of these? It was like two kidneys, a liver, and a heart, I'm pretty sure. Made me feel like a biologist. I was like, I know what all these are.
I know what these do. Or did.
But I'm going to cook those up. Maybe probably eat the heart to take its life essence. And then I'll use the liver and kidneys for a soup base.
Yeah, that's a good use of it. And bones, too, if you still have those.
I mean, I still have most of the duck. I told you it's in the fridge.
That's right. It's just cooked.
Yeah, they didn't leave the head. I could have taken the brain. That would have been cool.
Oh. Ever eat any brain?
No. I want to, though.
I've probably had, like, sardine brain. No, because they chopped the heads off of those, too. But when I eat, maybe anchovy brain, just because it's, you eat the whole thing.
How many anchovy brains do you think you would have to eat to become more intelligent?
I almost don't want to even answer that question.
Because I imagine if you ate one human brain, you'd probably become twice as smart. But fish brains are a lot smaller.
I don't think it would do anything for you, honestly.
It wouldn't?
No. I don't think it would make you at all smarter. In fact, if a human were to eat another human brain, that's probably how you start the zombie apocalypse.
I don't know.
Some kind of virus.
Can you get mad cow disease from a human brain?
I don't think so. It wouldn't be mad cow, it'd be
madman disease.
Madman disease. You just start smoking a lot of cigarettes and drinking whiskey and...
Yeah. Beating up your frat brothers in college.
And cheating on your wife, yeah.
No, I was just actually talking about John Hamm.
Yeah.
Not his character.
Oh. Mad Hamm disease.
Mad Hamm disease.
Hey, let's do a little ChatGPT dialogue here.
All right.
I asked it to give us a dialogue between Anonymous with a capital A and Anonymous with a lowercase a.
Okay.
Quotations around the lowercase a. I think the uppercase one's going to be like the cyber group.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping the other one is going to be, you know, the American greetings card writer. Let's see where it goes. We never rehearse any of these, as you might know out there.
We don't even know what ChatGPT is going
to
say.
No, that's really what it all comes down to. It's
never know
deciding
what's going to happen.
Let's see. Which one do you want to be? Big A or little A?
I'll be big A.
Big A. All right.
Greetings, fellow Shadow Dweller. Are you perchance Anonymous?
Wait, no, hold on. I thought that was...
I was thinking it might have been.
This is no. This is confusing, Joe.
It is.
I don't know which... All right. All right, let me start again.
All right, here we go. Bringing it down. Hold on. All right, here we go. Greetings, fellow Shadow Dweller. Are you perchance anonymous?
Indeed, I am. And might I inquire, are you the Anonymous?
The identity of a masked crusader is a cloak of many shadows, my friend. But tell me, who seeks the enigmatic persona that is Anonymous?
Merely a wanderer in the labyrinth of anonymity, navigating the digital expanse. So what escapades do you have planned for today?
Ah, the perpetual dance of chaos and revolution. Today, as every day, I shall sow the seeds of dissent and champion the cause of the voiceless. And you, my shadowy companion?
Just a silent observer, weaving threads of mischief through the tapestry of the internet. But tell me, do you not fear the consequences of your actions?
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Those words of wisdom resonate deeply. Courage, my friend, is the armor that shields us from the arrows of oppression.
All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players. Yet, in this grand theater of anonymity, we are both playwrights and actors, crafting our narratives behind the curtain.
A poignant observation, my silent confidant. But do you not yearn to step into the spotlight to unveil the face behind the mask?
To be or not to be, that is the question. The allure of revelation beckons, but the allure of freedom is stronger still. Anonymity grants us the liberty to act without inhibition, to speak without restraint.
The truth shall set you free. Yet in the realm of anonymity, truth is a fluid concept, ever shifting and elusive. It is the shadows that we find our truth, hidden from prying eyes.
Wise words, my elusive comrade. Let us continue our clandestine dance in the shadows, leaving behind whispers of change and echoes of revolution.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams. Together, in the symphony of anonymity, let us compose a melody of defiance that reverberates through the digital ether for eternity.
Great job, Dan, on that voice. I couldn't keep a straight face. There's a lot of Shakespeare in that. I guess he might be a little bit anonymous, you know. People have thought it's, I don't know, are there pictures of Shakespeare?
There are drawings.
Drawings, yeah.
Why would they make him that ugly if he wasn't a real person? You know what I mean?
Asking the real questions. Yeah. Can't have it all, you know. I mean, you think Shakespeare was a good actor?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. I was thinking, like, not, because...
I mean...
Just because not.
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know. Maybe it was more than he.
I feel like anyone that can write can probably act. I would guess. Not in every situation, because I realize that it's hard to, like, capture a certain... like vocal cadence or whatever that you would use naturally in a situation, you know, because you know that what you're doing isn't real. So, like, might not always be the case, but I feel like if you know how to write in a way that people talk, like, if you're good at writing, I would imagine you would be able to act those writings out.
Yeah, you probably already have it in your mind how it sounds.
Because it would make sense to deliver it easy. With. Like, the words made sense to you.
Yeah. Good answer.
That's why good actors have bad performances a lot of the time, because the writing's bad. And you're like, how... It's so strange trying to embody a character that's, like, acting in a way that makes no sense to you, like, at all, you know? And you got, like, Liam Neeson giving a shit performance. And you're like, this guy was in Schindler's List. Why does he suck so bad now? And it's just because the writing wasn't good.
He was in Lego Movie, for Christ's sakes.
Huh?
He was in Lego Movie, played two roles.
I'm sure he did a good job in that movie. That
sure
movie
did, yeah.
Got good reviews. I'm sure the writing was great.
It really was. All right, let's replace another anonymous figure here and send the nice folks off.
How about that guy that wore the rubber Halloween Max Headroom mask and pirated that TV station while Doctor Who was playing? Back in the, was it the 90s or the 80s?
I think it was the 80s when that happened. Yeah, when they hijacked the station. That's pretty good.
That's super creepy. Could you imagine if that happened? If you were watching TV and that just happened?
Like, does that
I would assume they were doing that just to me. I wouldn't be like, oh, is that ever? I'd be like, oh my god, somebody's like about to murder me.
That's kind of out of the limits-ish too.
Yeah.
Not adjust your television. We control the horizontal and the vertical.
Oh yeah. He didn't really say anything, though. The Outer Limits was a good TV show. They were pirating your television station.
Before it was cool.
Well, they were they were taking over TVs before anyone else was doing it. They were like, oh, Twilight Zone, they're sending you to another dimension? Who cares?
That's fine. That's what we're doing. An
entire TV station.
You have no choice. Do not adjust your television.
Yeah. It won't work. That's funny. Maybe they thought that would work for at least a little while. They're like, we should just, you know, it's a joke, but you never know. There might be a few idiots. Like, I don't want to get shocked.
Some War of the Worlds.
Do not attempt to adjust your picture. You will be electrocuted. We have taken over.
I like the idea of a...
Next hour, we decide if you live or die.
Do not blink. Keep your eyes on the screen at all times.
Do not attempt to change the channel during our sponsor's message.
We are sponsored today by
Colgate Toothpaste.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Toothpaste. Are you wondering why you're still lonely? Because you're not using the fresh, minty...
Come on.
Goodness. Only available in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Good Time Toothpaste. Free mustache.
The only toothpaste that turns into floss after it dries.
The only toothpaste that burns calories.
And your stomach lining.
First things first. I was thinking of a bee or a fly. Face.
Yeah. I would say a bee because it's easier for them to look anonymous when they're all hanging out with each other. Every fly is an individual.
Yeah.
They're also kind of all the same fly, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, if you got a big enough pile of shit, like, you're going to get more than one fly.
Yeah.
But if you don't have shit hanging around, like, if you just got one banana peel, you only get like one fly. Maybe some gnats.
Oh, drain flies are the worst.
Drain flies can excuse themselves.
They're pretty anonymous.
Ugh.
Yeah, let's make it a...
Or a chicken.
A rotisserie chicken. Do we, I mean, we have to already have a rotisserie chicken on this cover. There's no way that...
I feel like someone's holding a rotisserie chicken. or something. Like at least a drumstick.
Yeah.
I don't think we do, though.
I'm still pretty down with it just being like a giant bee's head.
Giant bee head. I like it.
It's like a human-sized bee head.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wearing a tuxedo, maybe. Like the residents.
Yeah. Easy. Easy beezy.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotta be like that.
It do be like that, some flimes.
The Beatles.
Ain't that the truth?
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody, for more of the truth behind the cover. Come check us out again next time. I don't know how often these are going to come out this season.
We're not falling off, though. I think, if anything, we're getting to the bottom of something.
Next week, or next time, we'll be talking about Tom Mix? No, that's later. Max Miller.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Funny man. Funny man, Max Miller.
Everybody loved that rapper. Good night, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Leave your favorite anonymous quotes in the comment section, and we'll rip them apart on the next show.
We love you more than our families.
And if you're not growing,
you're showing.
Good night, everybody.